Good morning, everyone. Today is the 9th of February, 2019. It's about 5:30 in the morning, Friday morning. Is it Friday or Saturday? I guess it's Saturday, isn't it? This week has gone by rather quickly. I'm reading from the Daily Light. Now he is comforted. Luke 16:25. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 60:20. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all thy faces. And the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off of the earth. Isaiah 25:8. And these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14-17. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lord which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and he shall lead them into living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 7:14-17, Revelation 21:4. Well, I'm looking forward to that day. You know, we are told that he is not touched, but he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Says that when we do not know how to pray, he prays for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm glad to know that God is concerned about our feelings. He is concerned about our infirmities. That's right in the Word of God. We can go back to the Word of God to validate the fact that God is not an unfeeling God. He does care when we're going through struggles and difficulties. Well, he says that he searches the heart. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints of God according to the will of God. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26-27. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Good morning, Ashley. Good to see you this morning. Hope you're doing well. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And then I'm going to read verse 26 again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Well, so God is concerned about us as his children. He is concerned about our feelings. That's biblical. And he knows when we are downcast. And he knows what we're going through. You know, sometimes other people cannot relate to what we're going through because they're not going through it. You know, what's the old saying? Walk a mile in my shoes. Sometimes we have these things that come upon us and we ask ourselves the question, why? It's a very normal thing to ask ourselves the question, why? Why me, Lord? Good morning, Pal Roz, Hosanna, Pandajiddy. Pandajiddy. And the rest of you that have joined us this morning. I woke up early this morning and my mind was racing. It's amazing the thoughts that go through our mind. Sometimes we have to examine our thoughts. We have to ask ourselves the question, where did that come from? Was that from Satan? Was that from the Holy Spirit? Was that from my flesh? Or was that from the Spirit? We are told to try the spirits, whether they be of God or Lord or of Satan. Satan is the prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. And so we need to be in obedience to God's word. We need to constantly look to the rock, Jesus Christ, from whence cometh our strength. And he's the only one that can cause us to do that. Like I said yesterday morning, our feelings are very fickle. And, but yet, when we go through something that seems insurmountable, we realize as we're going through that experience that it's not insurmountable or we wouldn't be going through it. Have you ever thought about that? We think, I just can't go through this. I can't take another step. But it, you know, we can't take one step without the everlasting arms of God underneath us. He's carrying us. Sometimes we think, wow, how can I go on? You know, how can I continue to take another step? Well, we're probably not taking a step. Our Savior is carrying us. I've had people tell me, you know, try to empathize with me on different things that I've gone through in my life. But, you know, there's only one that can truly, I don't even think the right word is empathy. There's only one that truly understands what we're going through. And when we falter, when we fail, when we succumb to sin, Jesus Christ forgives us again and again. He's more loving than any father or mother could be. He's our Abba Father. That's why I cry out to Him. He's our Heavenly Father. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. How could anyone feel at home in this sin-cursed world? I don't feel at home at all here. You know, I look at our culture, our society, and I see the moral depravity, and I see my own proneness to sin and wonder. It's a song that says, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Only God can give us the strength to take each day and I've often thought about expectations. You know, when I was younger, I had very unrealistic expectations of what the world was going to be like. Very unrealistic expectations. You know, but when God asks you to do something, to take a stand for the truth, and others say it's because he's stubborn and he's proudful, and I'm both of those things. But when you attempt to take a stand for the truth of the Word of God, and you're maligned, and you're mocked and ridiculed, it's real easy to get into having a poor little old me party. Poor little old me. You know, Elijah went through that. You know, he said, you know, I'm left alone and they seek my life. Have you ever felt that way? I have. But you know, what was God's response to Elijah? I have 7,000 men that have not bowed the knee to Baal. 7,000 men. He said, I have much people in this city. So let us be encouraged when we get downhearted and discouraged. Let us realize that God has his people. I know he's got a fellow over in Australia this morning. You know, it seems kind of lonely out there at times. I'm glad to know that the Bible teaches election. You know, the longer I live, there's certain scriptures that become much more precious to me. You know, probably one of my favorite. I know I say this often, because I do have a lot of favorites, but probably one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible can be found in Ephesians. And Ephesians 1:5, I love this verse, Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Wow. Think about that. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And we could go on, we could go before or after, it's all good. But I love Ephesians 1:5. If we've been adopted unto Jesus Christ, we should be shouting happy. We've been adopted into Jesus Christ. Wow. Do you know that if you and I have been adopted into Jesus Christ, that he will never, ever unadopt us? If he predetermined before we were even born that he has predestinated us unto adoption, I agree wholeheartedly with your statement, Ashley. I know for certain that election is true, or else I wouldn't be here. That is so true. There are many that try to mock and ridicule the doctrine of election, including much of my family and much of my wife's family. But I'm with you 100%, my brother. I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you in Australia if I did not know absolutely certain that God had predestinated us unto the adoption of his son, and that he'd chosen us in him from before the foundation of the world, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. And that's not just looking down through the portals of time either. Foreknowledge means to intimately know us before we were even created, before we were even born. An eternal vital union. I've shared this with sermon audio before. I don't fully understand this, the purposes of God, but when my mother was in labor with me, my dad shared this with me. My mom almost died having me. I guess I was that big of a pain. I was the biggest pain that ever would come into her life, I guess. And they thought she was going to die. And the doctor... And by the way, I was not born in a hospital. I was born at home. The doctor had come over to the house, and he was afraid that he was going to, you know, just this is all, think about it. He was afraid he was going to lose her. That's an Arminian statement, isn't it? And he said to my dad, he said, "Do you have any coffee?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "You go make the blackest coffee you can make and bring it in here." So my dad went and made some black coffee. And the doctor more or less forced it onto my mom. And she drank this black coffee and started reviving. Maybe that's why I like coffee so much today. Anyway, I thought about that. I thought about that a lot. You know, there's a reason why God allowed my mother to live and to give birth to me. I shouldn't even use the word allowed. Why God caused. I constantly have to check the use of my words. I was so immersed and brought up in all this Arminian garbage. And I've had to unlearn pretty much everything that I was mind controlled for years. That, it, even to this very day, my mom's 85 years old, I believe. She might be even older. I think she is older. Because my dad was 92 when he passed away. I think she's 89. But she absolutely denies election. She denies predestination. She denies the Bible, but yet she says she believes the Bible. She denies the Bible, but yet she says she is a Christian. And I pray for my mom. But it's God's choice. It's God's choice as to whether He brings my mom to embrace the Bible and the doctrine of election or whether He doesn't. It's been difficult for me. I'm not going to say it has not been difficult. When you love someone like Paul said, I wish I was accursed for my kindred's sake. You know? Isn't that what he says? But you know, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, but I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Romans 10, 1 through 3. And this is my testimony this morning. In Romans 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, from my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. I can totally relate to that scripture. I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. I wish that myself were cursed from Christ, from my brethren and my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. He says, the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that called. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Had it not been for the mercy of God, I would be right where my mother is at today in her thinking. And my sister and my brother-in-law and all of Rosette's side of her family. I have heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. It's not that I don't love these people. I love my mother. I love my sister. And according to the flesh, I love my brother-in-law, you know, and my mother-in-law. But just because I love them doesn't mean that I succumb and compromise to their false doctrine, into the lies that they have embraced. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal himself to these people. That's what happened to me. One of the most wonderful things that can happen when one is born again by the Spirit of God and is revealed to them the substitutionary atonement of Christ for them, then you can really further understand election. You know, without the purpose, without the divine decree of God to fulfill his will in predestinating himself a people, there would have been no reason for him to come to this earth and die. But it's necessary, absolutely necessary, that he come to this earth. And the purpose was he came to save his people from their sins, but they were already in him before the foundation of the world. It was already we were already predestinated unto adoption. Well, I hope this has been an encouragement. It's been an encouragement to me. And I hope that you have a blessed day in God. Realize that we are in him. In him we live and move and have our very being. Good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.